Hello and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. In today's episode, I bring to you the details from my colleague Chitleen K. Sethi's story. Businessman uncle to ex-associates of Deep Sidhu, the five aides of Amritpal booked under NSA. The Punjab police have invoked the stringent National Security Act against five of Khalistan activist Amritpal Singh Sandhu's associates, including his uncle Harjeet Singh, for indulging in activities prejudicial to the security of India and the maintenance of public order. While four of his associates have already been detained in a jail in Assam's Dibrugarh under the NSA, Harjeet Singh, who surrendered early Monday, has been taken to Assam. The NSA, 1980, empowers the central and state governments to detain an individual to prevent him or her from acting in any manner prejudicial to the security of India, the relations of India with foreign countries, the maintenance of public order, or the maintenance of supplies and services essential to the community it is necessary to do so. Addressing a press conference in Chandigarh Monday, Inspector General of Police Sukhchain Singh Gill said that whenever Amritpal is arrested, he is also expected to be charged under NSA. Gill further said that the Act provides for a person to be detained in custody for a maximum period of 1 year with a review every 3 months, during which there is no need to produce him or her before any court of law. He added that within 3 weeks of a person being detained under NSA, the details of the case have to be presented before a special NSA board constituted in the state. Harjeet Singh. According to police sources, Harjeet Singh, Amritpal's uncle, was involved in the transport business in the UK and Canada, but joined his nephew after he came to India in August last year. Harjeet played the role of manager and was also in charge of Amritpal's finances, it has been learned. Daljeet Kalsi. Punjabi actor Daljeet Kalsi, also known as Jeet Kalsi, was originally associated with actor-turned-activist Deep Sidhu. Kalsi, police sources said, was instrumental in handing over the command of Sidhu's outfit, Waris Punjab Day, to Amritpal following Sidhu's death in an accident last year. Kalsi has also remained the head of a multi-level marketing company and was actively involved in business in 2013, the sources added. Gurmeet Singh Bukkanwal. Bukkanwal was also a former associate of Deep Sidhu who joined Amritpal. He is believed to be among the group of 10 close associates of Amritpal who have been with him from day he arrived in India on 20th August last year. He was made the Waris Punjab Day in charge for Moga, police sources said. On the day of the Ajnala police station siege, Bukkanwal was taken into preventive custody near Harike as he was moving towards the police station with his men. Basant Singh Fauji. Another former associate of Sidhu, Basant was attached to Amritpal initially as bodyguard, sources said. However, he later started looking after a drug de-addiction center at Jallu Khera, Amritpal's native village. Bhagwant Singh. Bhagwant Singh, alias Pradhan Mantri Bajeke, is an outspoken Sikh radical who was on and off associated with Deep Sidhu and then Amritpal, said sources in the police. He is from Moga and was using social media to air his views about various Sikh issues using the term Pradhan Mantri. A case against Bhagwant was registered in Moga under the Arms Act in November last year. He also has other cases registered against him in Moga, including an attempt to murder from 2015. He is out on bail in all cases, police sources said. A video of him running from the police in his field Saturday has gone viral. Meanwhile, Amritpal continues to evade the police even 3 days after they launched a statewide operation to nab him and his associates for various criminal activities, including attempting to create disharmony. The number of persons arrested in the statewide operation has gone up to 114, which includes his uncle and driver Harpreet Singh. The two surrendered along with a Mercedes in which Amritpal and his uncle were allegedly travelling to Bhador in Mardan, where they were accosted by the police. Amritpal's uncle, Harjeet Singh, told media persons that during the chase, he had stopped the car and gotten out to talk to the police, and when he got back into the car, Amritpal was missing, and he has no idea of his nephew's whereabouts since then. IG Gill said that preliminary questioning and investigation following the arrests of Amritpal's associates point towards his links with Pakistan Intelligence Agency, ISI. There is also enough evidence to suggest that Amritpal and his men were receiving funding from sources abroad, and although the amounts being gathered was small, it was totaled up to a huge amount which cannot be shared at this stage, he added. Gill further said that the police are also investigating the sources of the income of people who had given high-end SUVs to Amritpal and his men. From the preliminary investigation, it is very clear that the persons against whose names these vehicles are registered do not have the kind of resources that could allow them to purchase these vehicles, he added. According to the IG, there is evidence suggests that Amritpal had established an armed unit called the Anandpur Khalsa Forge, the initials of which were painted outside his residence as well as on the weapons being used by his bodyguards. AKF is printed on all those elements which had something to do with his weapons and arms. It has also been found printed on bulletproof jackets being used by his guards. Right now, the evidence points towards AKF being limited only to his armed guards, but further investigation is on. Gill added, asked about the possibility of the de-addiction centers run by Amritpal being used as training grounds for anti-social elements, including trained militants, Gill said it was too early to establish a connection of that kind. That's all I have for you today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode of The Print AM.